parasol to it.
Now, is there any difference?
Not that I know of.
One fellow told me that he thought of a parasol as something that you would use to keep the sun off of you instead of the rain. You use an umbrella to keep the rain off of you.
He might be having something, but I never heard it.
Did I ask you the other day about a temporary bed you might put down on the floor?
Mm.
You know, that a child might sleep on if you had company overnight?
That's right.
What would that be called?
Well, usually referred to it as made a bed down on the floor.
Mm. Have you ever heard it called a pallet?
Yeah, I've heard it called a pallet too.
Getting back to the land, what would you say, for example, a farmer might say something like, well, we expect to get a big crop this year because the soil is very
fertile, rich.
Are there any particular names that you use around here for soil that's really good, that grows about anything?
Yeah, they call that rich land.
Rich land? Well, what about the kind of soil that's not good for much of anything, it's just won't grow hardly anything at all?
They call that poor soil, or worn out land.
Would that kind of soil usually be kind of sandy, or?
Well, normally it is, because you plant food and it goes on through the sand until it hits a more stable type of soil, and that's usually clay, and the clay is several feet to it wide, then the soil
Would you have any terms that you use for, say, low-lying land that might have had some water on it at one time but used later for cultivating?
Well, they call it bottom land.
Bottom land. Do you have good bottom land around here?
Yeah, some of this land pretty good bottom land, especially if its origin comes out of the black land. That's on Carew's Creek.
I see. Well, what would you call a piece of land that didn't grow anything except maybe grass or something like that on it?
Well, if it's grass, you'd call it grassland.
Or if it was, did you have anything else in mind?
Or pasture land.
Pasture land. Would people around here call a place like that a meadow?
Well, a meadow is usually where you cut hay.
I see. Well, what about land that's not good for anything because it has water standing on it permanently? Maybe some beaver dams?
Wet land. Not any good, it's wet land.
Would something like that be called a swamp there?
Yes, sometimes they refer to a swamp land. I noticed the original surveyor of this section of the country back in 1836 referred to a lot of this land as swamp land.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Might be. Well, say, if you wanted to put some swampy land to cultivation, how would you handle that?
The first thing you'd have to do, of course, is clear, get to whatever is on it off of it, and then you'd drain it.
What about those things that you dig to take off the water? What do you call those?
Ditches.
The ditches to take off the water. You mentioned a creek a minute ago. Is there anything else that you would call a bit of